This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. Big Dog Productions opens the classic play 12 Angry Men next week. I spoke with artistic director Steve Vernon and show director Catherine Vernon, no relation. Here's Steve.
The thing about 12 Angry Men that stuck with me is not only is it just a great story and it's really told very well, but it's the themes that it explores are so prevalent today. There's a luxury of thinking that we've moved beyond certain prejudices or whatever, but reality shows us that that's really not the case. And so much of what this story is about is, on a secondary and even tertiary level, is the prejudices that people bring into situations, the preconceived notions that we have about what type of people are automatically guilty or automatically innocent, and also the differences in opinions people have on what the law means and how it applies to different groups of people. You know, there are references in the script that give you an idea of a certain period in which the play takes place. But beyond those references, you could be watching something that's modern day.
Catherine, first of all, it's interesting that you're directing 12 men, mm-hmm. and they're angry.
Yes, they are.
How are you approaching this show?
Honestly, I'm approaching it very much the way I approach any show I direct. Take it to the script, you know, as Steve said, all of the themes in the script are completely relevant today, even though I believe the original, I believe it was written in 1957, so it's, what is that, 60 years old? Totally relevant. So, I mean, it's trying to be as honest as we can, which is fun for some of my actors who have to deliver some of the uglier pieces of the text. Some pieces of it, it can't be fun to have those words in your mouth. So just working them through, trying to make sure that they're playing things as honestly as they can. Luckily, I have a really fantastic cast that is doing a great job.
You know, one thing I find interesting is you talk about 12 Angry Men being a classic, and one of the signs of being a classic is when people start parodying you. And there have been some really wonderful parodies of 12 Angry Men. Amy Schumer, Simpsons have done one, Family Guy has done one. So for anybody who's not familiar with the story but may not realize the history behind it, that kind of gives them a luxury because they don't have the preconceived notions of what it's about. If they haven't seen the film or if they've never seen the play, they don't have to go in there comparing it to certain performances that have become iconic, and they can just take it on the story on its own value. So that's actually a benefit if you've not heard of the show before, if you're of a certain age or if you've just never seen it or what have you. Really, the only thing you need to know about the show is that it takes place in real time in a jury room. It's not like other courtroom dramas where you get to see the trial unfold. Everything that you need to know about the circumstances are explained to you over the course of 75 minutes. And the language is structured in such a way that you learn about the case as the dialogue unfolds. So you actually get to see an entire trial unfold in front of you in a very short period of time. If you are a regular patron of Big Dog, we especially hope you'll be excited when you walk into the theater. We've rearranged the seating. We're doing a thrust-style seating, so the space looks completely different.
And it does, with the reconfiguration of the space in particular, it puts the audience basically in the jury room with these guys. So it's very immediate. You're right on top of it. Theoretically, reach out and tap somebody on stage. We do not recommend it.
We actually ask that you don't.
It is 12 Angry Men.
It is. They might bite. Yeah.
That was Steve Vernon and Catherine Vernon, no relation, from Big Dog Productions' production of 12 Angry Men, which opens next week at Cape Fear Playhouse and runs through August 20th.